Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Today, we're going to be going to the ISS to interview an astronaut. Chris, are you there? Chris Ramsey.
Oh! Hello, Earth.
Tell us, what kind of exciting things have you guys been doing up there on the ISS?
We got lots of really interesting experiments going on here. Really important stuff that we're brewing up. You know, taking a look at the effects of Slinky in zero gravity, as you can see, very impressive.
That seems like how a Slinky works normally here.
Huh? No, you can really tell. Quite mesmerizing. Yeah, we also have this here. A little agent that boils in zero gravity, as you can see, proving to everyone at home that this is zero gravity.
And did you find that on Mars or something?
Yeah. These here, which behave really interestingly. Right? Isn't that amazing?
It seems like almost magnetic when you look at it.
Yeah, no, it's actually just, they're spinning in quantum science.
Did you just drop that on the desk?
The desk is magnetic.
Well, I mean, it won't take up more of your time. We know you have lots of science left to do, and please report back again with some new findings for us.
All right, will do.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, Jesus Christ. How many more of these things I gotta fucking do today? This is insane. Goddamn pressers, man. I think I could fund this project without these things.
You're still alive. You're still alive.
Oh, sorry. The connection's really bugging out. I really gotta go.
Up next, we're going to interview the world's tallest midget. He's 6'1". More on that soon.
Bottom of the barrel, hey. Bottom of the barrel, hey. The barrel is only small.
169, nice.
Let's go.
Nice.
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 Nice, dude.
Nice.
Nice. 160, you guys have done 169
of these.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
It's going to be 4 years in March.
Wow.
No, every now and then we skip a couple numbers, but we don't have enough viewers for anyone to care.
We're not good counters.
We're kidding.
Oh, like God. It's an excuse for you guys to hang out every week.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
You've been featured in a lot recently.
I'm jealous of how much you guys hang out.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, you're so close. You could always come.
Yeah,
you're
closer than me. It's always ninja.
You're closer than me.
Yeah, but it's always stealth. You're in and out. You guys don't tell me. Why would you? You know, every time I mean, I can this week, you'll stop asking at some point. Like, it's just awkward shit.
I don't know what any of that meant, but you.
What?
But when you come over, we do the pod, and then you race to your car to go home.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
What do you mean no?
I don't
every
race.
Single time.
I wait till the party's over and I go home.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. Go home. No more party. Let's go. You guys are going to
We've
bed.
We've told
home.
The police you're here today. Yeah. You can't
you
leave.
You can't leave.
I almost had the
He's like, what are you talking about? I got a kiss show to do.
One of the
give her my keys.
Closest calls of my life was right outside that door. Mm. We were talking to Wes about it on the way up.
Why don't you give the address?
All right.
Missouri. Here we go, everybody.
Missouri police.
Welcome back to Bottom of the Barrel, folks. My name is Chris. This is Wes, and our esteemed host over here as well, our producer, Green.
Hello.
Shout out to Artie as well. And then we got over here, we got Eric LeClaire.
What's up?
Back in town.
Thanks for having me back, boys.
Yeah, you were one of our most requested, one of our most requested guests.
Yeah.
Is that so?
That's not true, but
no.
Who's
your most requested guest? Me.
All the people we can't get. Shane Gillis.
I have to be one that came on the most frequent guest.
Oh yeah, for sure.
You're definitely the biggest regular.
I just invite myself. I like
it.
Over.
I like it, dude.
Yeah, you did invite yourself on this one. Actually,
this one, I'm like, if you'll have me, like, yeah. Oh, I guess.
He looks like he's getting younger every time too. It's kind of wild.
Looking, thanks, man. Chris, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
You're going off.
But you also look
tomorrow.
That's right. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. You're going to make fun of him?
Yeah. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. I was just going to say, he also looks like he has his dick pierced. I don't know why.
Dating a goth.
He's got nipple piercing.
Dating an emo girl.
Shaves his legs, maybe.
Yeah. Get a Prince Albert. Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it right through the whole thing?
Do you know about Prince Andrew?
I don't know. Yeah.
You know what that is?
Well, that's why we're having this episode.
Yeah, this is the Epstein flight log episode.
Yeah. It's like, where's my shout out, Epstein?
Yeah.
Right, where's my shout out?
Yeah.
Right? I'm not.
Yeah, Wes the only one who paid to be on there.
Yeah, I was like, I paid.
He's like, I paid my way on there and they didn't even put me on the flight log. What the hell? I was the only one who had to pay to be there.
God damn it.
Yeah. I always say, I don't think, you know what? I don't think it's fair for people to be like, oh, all these names. You're telling me that, Eric, let's say you're telling me that if I offered you to hang out with a billionaire or billionaires or actors.
16-year-old.
Hold on. I stepped on my joke.
Sorry.
Yeah. You had the pacing all set.
Yeah, it was.
You tried it at the comedy club. It was a fucking banger.
No.
And you stepped on it.
I deserve that. I deserve for doing a bit.
You're trying to do a bit. Fuck you for doing a bit. Fuck you for stepping up.
This is my podcast. I can do a bit if I want.
No, I was trying to.
Green's podcast. We're all shit.
Well, you know, I thought you were going to say something. So, you know when they say like it's a diversion, it's a distraction.
Yeah.
So, what was the joke?
No, it's too late. You stepped on the punchline.
Well, is it my fault?
It wasn't that great of a joke, honestly. It was actually.
I wonder whose fault that is. Was that the person delivering it? Like
you and I
so well.
No, it's the heckler.
All three of us have the same problem where we do finish a lot of people's sentences because we think we're interjecting something funnier.
Mm. That's right.
Right. But when we do it to each other,
well, you guys are definitely.
Yeah, but even
definitely like that.
But I hang out with like we do it to each other. Yeah. And if I let him finish, it'll probably be funnier. But I'm used to hanging.
Like
out
I feel bad now, but you wouldn't feel bad for stepping on
this.
Okay.
If you did that,
the stand up.
It's dead now. That I did that joke on stage. It got a nice little pop. Yeah. And I was like, I'm gonna do it on podcast and then kill it. Never bring it.
So how does it go?
But
no, there's no point now.
No point.
I think there's a point. What's the construction?
No,
like?
No. It was. You're telling me. You wouldn't hang out with billionaires. Fly on a private jet, go to a private island, and hang out with sexy kids. You're telling me.
Sexy kids, that's the fun news. That's the fun.
Could you imagine those tiny little hands giving out massages? I don't know.
It's like one of my favorites. Like, what's the leading cause of pedophilia in the United States?
Yeah, sexy kids.
Sexy children.
Kids is a funny, as if you're like writing comedy, words that comes out of someone's mouth is
sexy kids.
Is a funny way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I was on that tour, there's me and three comedians last
me
fall.
Me and three kids.
No, me and three comedians. Me and my other buddy Simon or Ivan, we both had to say a number, and the number could have been anything, but both of us independently landed on $50,000. Right? Just that was
for
like,
what?
He had a totally separate joke. I had a totally separate joke, but the funniest number with the pacing of the joke was $50,000.
Huh.
So it was really weird because we both said it, and I didn't really notice it until like the third show, and I'm like, what if I should change this? It sounds weird. We're on right after each other, and two punchlines is the same number.
Pacing is really
weird.
Like
you can say any number you want.
Certain words are just funnier.
But like that's, 11 is a funnier number. If you're gonna make someone like, what are you fucking 11?
That's right.
That's way better than saying
12.
Yeah,
yeah. 12 is It used to be 12.
Yeah. What are you 10? Like 10 sounds funny. What are you 7? Mm-hmm. 7 sounds funnier. It's just a sillier number. I guess I don't know.
Hard to say.
Yeah.
Hard to say. So do you miss being fat? You're funny when you're fat.
That is true. We haven't talked about that in a while.
Yeah.
I need my sunglasses.
It's funny when it's fat.
I smoked too much weed. I'll be right back.
Where are you going? Getting my
sunglasses. Hey, did you? Okay, when we did an episode with Harley from Epic Mealtime.
Yeah, I love him.
He's 6'5".
Yeah.
And he said that he wore lifts in his shoes.
Okay.
To make himself nearly 6'8".
What?
Yeah.
So because you met up with the guy.
You're obsessed with height.
I know. But so then I'm like, okay, if Harley is 6'5", going to wear lifts to make himself 6'8", I'm going to wear lifts and see if it matters. So I've been with you for fucking 5 hours. I've been the same height as you the whole time because I'm wearing 3-inch lifts right now.
Well, that's
and we never noticed.
First of all, you're a very brave man to admit that publicly. Why? And I'm just kidding. but Wes, I was going to say, I never height into consideration in social factors.
You're barely in these fucking shoes. Look at these fucking things.
But also, you're wearing them? Sitting.
Yeah. Oh, wait, I didn't hear that. I was over there.
I've been the same height as Eric.
We've been in the car for 2 hours, though.
I've been walking around standing next to you everywhere.
No. You waited.
I thought it was a joke.
I'm the same height as you all day.
Okay, wait.
Sitting down, though.
This is really interesting. How long have you been?
We're sitting down.
No, before you even. How long have you been?
What?
5'11"
all day.
Since I was 17.
Just today?
Yeah.
Not yesterday?
No.
I just picked him up at the airport.
I knew I was going to
2 hours
him.
Ago. Oh, sitting down
that's
in the van,
reason you did it?
And now we haven't hardly stood around.
I thought you were doing it for like a week. And like, I kind of like them.
No, I just do it because I was like, I bought them weeks ago.
Targeted.
Now I get targeted like crazy.
Targeted.
All the short man shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Are you a midget? Do you want to be taller? And I'm like, oh.
My one of best friend Dan is how tall? He's a short guy.
Yeah, he's 5'7".
I swear to God, I grew up with him. And I knew it was like a... But I never saw him as short, and nobody ever teased him about it, and he super confident. It was never an issue in social discussion. When I met you,
it started coming up.
Because you started like you dissing yourself. Oh, I'm a short guy, and I was like, what? I didn't. Yeah. I swear to you, I never like factored in that you were, and that was a disadvantage in social stereotypes.
It never mattered to me. After
you thought you were going to be a basketball player.
That's what I mean. It's mattered less and less to me the last 16 years. But growing up all the way through college and stuff, that was the biggest problem. I was 6 inches shorter than everybody else. Everyone else was Chris Heider taller. Mm. All of my friends. So they
were. Where'd you go to school? Fucking Sweden?
You know, on a basketball team, dude.
It's like everybody.
So yeah, it was just
my grandma was 6'11".
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, that's one of the main things now, like I tease you about, right? It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, Wes is short. You know,
it's not that funny because it's not that true.
But because it's you really like you hold it to heart and you can't change
don't
it.
Care.
You can't. No, you're wearing lifts.
You
bought lifts off Amazon. Okay,
I bought
this
them.
This has to be the thumbnail.
A little higher than both of us on the thumbnail. or just as tall as us.
Okay, I did it to see if your height mattered to you.
No, I know. Sorry, anybody who's tall.
They always
it's so
that
funny that people who care about height assume everyone else cares about height.
Yes, exactly.
And I know you've said it before. So I was like, maybe they do, maybe they don't. So I'm like,
no, we definitely don't.
No, but there's only one way to test it. There's only one way to test it.
Okay, no, there isn't. Just assume that they don't care because they don't. No one cares. No one cares except people. Who are short.
That's what I'm saying. What if you were the shortest person in your friend group tomorrow?
Yes.
You would start to notice and care about it. So I'm like,
right.
If I show up to Eric, and we even for, that's why I didn't wait for this to go very long. Even if we only walk around here for 5 minutes, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I show up and meet and all of a sudden we're the exact same height, is he going to be like, is he going to
notice?
Then
why didn't you wait?
Because you already had 3 or 4 chances to notice and you didn't notice as fast as I thought you would have. So I agree.
I go.
You guys don't care about height.
I'm not perceptive like that.
But I don't know. I just was wondering if I showed up and all of a sudden you're like, why the fuck are we? If you'd be like, I just wanted to see and not
maybe
like,
change the dynamic.
Yeah, but we didn't have a conversation.
Do you think it would change the social dynamic?
We didn't have a conversation, Wes.
We went outside to smoke weed. We were over here.
You were on the inside. You were inside the door. I was outside. I was on a Zoom call for 20 minutes.
What is this podcast now?
That's what I'm saying. Look how defensive he's getting because I get to be a little taller today.
You're both extremely defensive right now.
You know what?
You both have recoiled into your shells, and for that, I think.
I did a very funny thing today.
It was actually very funny.
Thank you.
But I think we should fill the air with some empty threats.
I will sick my neighbor's dog on your face and fucking make sure it mauls you and digests the skin and then shits it out. And I'll put it on your dead body's face and take a picture and post it on my Facebook.
Oh, I get it. Facebook face. A good pun.
That's really good. That was a long.
I don't know.
You know what? If you don't stop, dude, if you don't fucking stop right now, if you don't stop this bullshit, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to find out what makes your dad come, then kink shame him at his own eulogy.
So that's his empty.
I will give your dog AIDS.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know what I'll do? I'll go back in time. I'll become a basketball scout, and I'll sit and watch your worst basketball game in high school and tell you after the game, hey, kid, you almost had it.
I will get arrested from the cops, go to jail, have your mom bail me out, borrow money from her, and then never show up to court.
Wow.
I will. You know what I'll do? Here's what I'll fucking do. I'm going to breastfeed you as a child, and then and it'll resurface in a hypnotherapy session.
I will kill your dog tonight when we sleep. Well,
that's, I will.
I'll wow. kill Obi.
Yeah, wow. I will bear your child.
I don't have a child.
And no, I will bear your child for 7 months.
Bear my child.
I will bear your child for 7 months, and then miscarry it on Maury Povich. And be like, on you purpose? Are no longer the father.
Wow. That's a good one.
Wow.
I like that one.
You guys are so...
I will fucking sneak into your house, and I will collect samples of blood and cum. I don't know how I'm going to get it, but whatever it takes. And I will get those samples, and then I will fucking frame you for murder.
I will
frame you for murder.
I will
hire a child to follow you to a public place and scream, stranger danger! And then go to the cops and point on the doll where you touched them. That's what I
had a similar one.
I will publish I will publish the address of this headquarters.
That's good. I will hire a child to follow you to your high school graduation and say, he touched my penis every time you say your own name.
Oh, fuck that child.
I will replace your testicles with snake rattles, and you're going to fail your ninja test.
Wow.
I will sneak into your house, and I'll go to your spice cupboard, and I'll switch the labels on the rosemary and the thyme.
This is much better.
Diabolical.
This is much better than talking about height.
I thought we were having a good podcast. We're having a silly goose time, and you fucked it up, Eric.
So funny.
Wow, that was a lot.
That was empty threats.
Yeah. All right, now for the real threats.
Yeah, now for the real threats. Yeah.
I'll switch the time and the roast.
Cut your brakes.
That's so funny.
Yeah. You came out of the gate swinging right now. I didn't even think you were going to say
Yeah, he went straight for the jugular. Yeah,
he's like, I'll kill your dog. Just yeah. No joke, just yeah. Flat out. Yeah, just dog.
I don't understand the exercise.
He's,
like,
yeah, he's a real Luca Mignotta vibe over here. That, eh? He's like dog killer dressed like this going to gay clubs.
That Luca Mignotta clip of him looking at himself in the mirror as he's coming back from a kill going, is... something that will never able to get out
like,
of my...
Like, he's just
Fixing his hair. He just killed somebody in his apartment. He went to the grocery store to get something, whatever, and he comes back to a dead body that he fucked or whatever. And he just
shows you how strong the drip was. It, you know, really stopped him in his tracks. Yeah. Like, whoa!
And is that why you keep your sides short? So don't get in your eyes?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And yeah, Eric's like, why wouldn't you just look in your phone instead of the reflection? What a fucking idiot. I always look at my phone after I kill someone. Yeah.
Shit.
You guys ever killed anybody?
Mm. Yo, you did.
A member of my family, maybe. Did I ever tell you guys that story?
No, I didn't.
I want to hear this.
Well, now you have to say some more words.
I can still be liable.
You gotta say
now everybody thinks you're a murderer, by the way.
More words.
Do we have to cut this out, Eric?
No, leave it. Fuck it.
Just leave
Statute
what?
Statute of limitations.
Also, I gotta say your miscarriage joke was really fucking funny earlier.
Oh, yeah.
That's making me think of that.
Thank you.
All right. So what happened, Eric?
What?
Okay.
When I almost killed the guy?
Yeah. We have to address it. You've told us. It was okay. And we'll cut this out if it doesn't work. It's fine. We'll just talk about it. We'll cut it out if it doesn't work. So Eric, we were just talking one night and like Eric goes like fucking, what's the worst thing that's ever happened to you? Eric's like, tell us the story. I don't want to tell it.
Oh, the motorcycle.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
And the Camaro.
Yeah.
And we were like, I feel like it's fine.
We should cut this out.
No, I'll say it.
You watched a guy almost like crash.
I saw a guy die.
Watched a guy crash.
Yeah.
I was driving side by side a guy like this.
Yeah, he sent us
I was looking at him and he just went poof.
Yeah.
Like he hit my lane kept going, his lane stopped, and he just went. So I just like look over at this guy and he just stopped moving and I was like, oh.
Like a Buster Keaton video.
Literally. I was like, fuck, that can't be good.
But yeah, you did something terrible.
I don't think
talk
I
about
did.
It.
I don't think I did.
What'd you do?
All right.
Like I said, we'll cut it if it doesn't work.
No, I mean it's a fucking it's a story, man.
Yeah, dude. How long has it been? Is that what you were trying to calculate while we were talking?
The Camaros came back out in 2010, so it was 2010.
13? That's not...
It was before
13
Leclerc
years, 14
show.
Years? That's not a...
13 years. No, I did my due diligence. Like, nothing. It wasn't... All right, so here's the story. So one night, I get called from this girl, and she's like, hey, come over at Kanata, which is about half an hour away. I'm like, down, get in my brand new Camaro.
It's... He didn't mispronounce Canada, by the way. I know he's got a little bit of a French accent, Canada, but you got a lot of Americans.
I live in Orleans. Yeah. She lives in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
In Ontario, Canada. and I'm like down, and I get on the highway, and I have an orange Camaro with the license plate Magic Stick. Okay.
Yeah.
So I get on the highway, and these two bikes.
So cool.
Yes. rock on. I got an orange Camaro. So these two bikes start like, they were like aggressively, they were trying to pass, and I was like going pretty fast. So they didn't have a good chance of passing throughout our, 5 minute on this stretch of highway. So they were aggressive around me and I wasn't letting them pass. So I just floored it. So now we're racing from Orleans to downtown and we're going pretty fast and I'm doing really good. Yeah. I'm not a car guy. I'm not, even if I have a Camaro, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm doing really good and they're in my ass the whole time. And so at one point I see them exit, zoom, they exit downtown and there's a tractor. So the tractor trailer in the middle lane and I go on his right side and I see them exit, but only one had exited. The other one tried to pass the tractor trailer and then cut us off and exit as well. But I was there. I was still going fast. So I'm driving forward. I think they're both gone. And suddenly a bike comes out in front of the tractor trailer. We both I spin and then end up on the off ramp of downtown. Okay.
Right.
So then I'm like, oh my God, my car, I can't believe my car's not hit. It's fucking wild. Then I drive off the off, I'm off, go off the off ramp. And one of the bikes who exited is there. And I see him. He's just at the light looking back in a little bit of a panic or whatever. So I'm like, what the fuck? And I see him. He reverses and goes on the on ramp back on the highway.
Whoa.
So like something happened. Right. So,
yeah.
So I'm like, I'm freaking out. What's happening? And as I'm like, that's it for me. And like spinning like this was super scary. Yeah. And I can't believe I didn't hit anything. I'm between two like cement barriers. And then as I go on to go back home, I see a long line of traffic on the highway.
Damn.
So I know
he's dead.
I know he's not dead. I don't know. I know something happened. There's a long line of traffic.
How's that your fault?
So listen, so hold on.
Because he texted me.
God, I was texting like, the whole time.
I was spinning out. Just spinning out. I was like, Wes, what are you doing?
No, he's like, I got another one of those fuckers on the bike.
So I had.
Got him. Eight motorcycles.
Finally, dude. I've been chasing this guy for weeks.
So it just so happens it was number around 11. It was around the time that I had like a police scanner on my phone. I enjoyed listening to it. So I'm like freaking out. I'm like, oh, police scanner, put it right away. I'm driving home. My heart's beating. I'm like, what the fuck? I don't know what happened. I'm trying to process it. Listen to the police scanner. Nothing happens. I get home. I text the girl, hey, I'll take a cab, you come to my place instead. And as I'm listening to the scanner, 45 minutes after the fact, I hear, be on the lookout for an orange Camaro with black stripes, which I didn't have, and damage to the front end. We didn't touch. It looked like to the tractor trailer driver that we may be, because I went this way and he went, I don't know.
He's misremembering the stripes.
He's misremembering the stripes.
Oh, so they think you hit the bike.
They think we hit each other.
Oh.
But we didn't. We just avoided.
Right.
No damage whatsoever.
So you're fine.
So look for Camaro. But the point
That's
is.
That's truck guy trying to blame it on you.
Maybe.
That's what happened.
Maybe. Yeah. But the point is.
It's the fucking Camaro driver with the fucking, the cop radio in his car. So for listen, sure.
As if you can't remember that license plate number.
But it's exactly. Oh. The point of the story. There you go. You step on my fucking ending. But the point of the story that these bikes were chasing me for 10 minutes in my ass with a license plate Magic Stick. And Buddy was not able to remember.
Right.
I was like, I'm done. Orange Camaro Magic Stick. I'm done. Anyway, so just to kind of cap it up, like I did in the following week read everything, all the papers. I got every, and there was no deaths reported.
Fine.
Your new license plate wasn't me.
I changed my plate 2 weeks after I had a new, new car. Got rid of it. Like it was like, so that's.
See, now would be a good time for that joke.
What?
When he's dying down.
I know.
You were too quick. It was a great joke.
I got excited about the joke.
It was a great joke.
I wasn't mad at you guys for not laughing. I was mad at me for going early.
What did you hear? What did
I say? You changed your license plate to wasn't me.
Then she got me on the counter. It wasn't me. Saw me banging on the sofa.
Hey, I got
it wasn't me. Oh, Carolina. It wasn't me.
Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs.
I got a video for you guys to watch that I put together. Well, it's a video I found on the internet.
Do you do video you guys, editing?
Yeah, but I didn't put it together. I just kind of like, we just downloaded it. But, I don't want to say anything. It's just a video I want you guys to watch, and it's a heartwarming video of people reuniting with their pets.
Uh-huh. Right. I'm gonna cry.
You're a big sap, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, let's watch it.
Yeah. It better not be killing animals of bullshit.
Calm down.
Lion sees his adoptive.
Yeah, yeah. This is
after
for real.
12 years.
Let's let him put on his glasses.
Whoa.
Okay, turn it. Okay. We have volume here.
Oh.
You better not fucking kill him.
No. Do you ever see this one?
Oh, yeah, that's very good.
So
good
much videos. Trust.
Yeah, that's insane.
This is nice. Chris,
oh. Oh my god.
Oh, I like that last one the best.
God. Wow. Wow.
Oh, I'm so sorry. God, I'm sorry about that.
You guys are
so emotional.
Yeah.
You guys are going to show
I got
that?
So emotional on that one.
You know what? It's not bad because you don't see anything. Like, you see a big beast. Like, you don't see blood. You don't see, like, the guy's face.
When,
you know?
When you watch just the video, there's no nice music, too. You hear his voice.
Oh,
he knows he's dying.
No. Yeah, I did the whole thing.
Oh, you did the whole thing.
He knows he's dying?
Oh, he knows he's fucked. And, like, you hear he gets his face torn open. So, like, it just
he's
sounds
like,
empty.
It's pretty bad, but
you did put that together like a real.
Why was he in there with the? Don't go in there with the lion.
No, because he trained him his whole life.
I was trying to guess the reaction that you guys would have had. I was laughing so hard, dude.
Yeah,
I was crying because
both crying.
I said for weeks I've been like I want to like put this game where I like show them cute animals and one of them's like somebody petting and the next one's like taking the baby pig just slamming it on the ground or something. Like these like
at
wild.
The slaughterhouse.
Yeah, like but they're like mixed up together and you're going like, oh, they're reunited and then fucking, oh my God. And then,
yeah.
And then I saw a video on Twitter and not that I like those videos. I just thought the idea would be funny to show it to you guys. But on Twitter, there was this video on my Twitter feed and I was like, oh my God. And then like it's dragged away almost comedically. It is. And you guys didn't laugh, and he didn't laugh when I first showed it to him. And
no,
now I'm realizing
it's a lion.
I'm absolutely psychotic.
As soon as you played us a video, like the way you teed it up, we were both like, well, this is going.
If you didn't laugh, that's my point. I'm like, I couldn't. If you saw me, you're gonna see me. I am dying of laughter over here holding it in. I have a heart, I'm tearing up. And you guys are just like,
yeah,
this is, oh my God. Poor man.
Yeah,
I know, but I thought it was going to get the opposite reaction of like
laugh?
Because it's ironic because the sad music and everything, and then all of a sudden the lion wins.
Well,
the lion was just reuniting with that guy.
I think so.
We can all agree.
Right.
He was like, come over here, buddy.
You just did this on your spare time?
Yeah, just before you guys got here. Yeah, a little thing I put together I thought would be funny, but I was wrong.
No,
so it's fine.
It's funny.
No, it wasn't funny.
It's funny. It's great.
I mean, it's
the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, but apparently...
Yeah.
It's part of my, I'm never going to unsee that.
You want to see it again?
Do you guys watch fucked up videos?
Not usually, but now they pop up.
Play in reverse. That line's really helping that dude.
You play in reverse, the line's got magical powers of reconstructive surgery somehow.
Oh, wow. That's Narnia.
Yeah. Anyways.
Wow.
Big fail.
That could happen to anybody.
Well, what did you expect?
I expected him to laugh. And I expected you to be like, that's fucked up. Why would you show us that?
Right.
Bro, that's fucked up. Why would you?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I literally knew that's where it was going, and I wanted to find it funny, but I didn't.
It was too obvious.
Maybe.
You said put together, you know?
Yeah, something about
it. Yeah, because you asked me. That ruined it. You're like, oh, did you make this video?
Yeah,
you made it.
I was like, you said something I put together.
Yeah.
I put together something for you.
I did say that?
Yeah.
Oh, it was my fault then.
Yeah.
We got the bottom of that. I'm glad. Yeah, everybody really cared anyways. So
COVID, man.
Trying too hard.
Yeah.
Fucking COVID.
Look at this guy working bits, fucking trying to put the other
videos. Yeah, trying to make the most entertaining content they've ever seen.
Me too. I wear lifts and he gets all defensive trying to be funny.
That is true.
How much did they cost, just out of curiosity?
Dude, your ankle.
Why so curious?
That, I mean, the ankles. Look at your ankle. Dude, look where your ankle sits on these motherfuckers.
Well, yeah.
Well, your foot's in there?
Dude, the wedge is like.
You're wearing high heels.
Oh, yeah. Holy, this is what chicks do.
Wait, walk around now.
I'm barely
in let's see you walk around. Let's see you walk around.
Oh, my God. Dude, you look like a werewolf. You look like you have knees in the back of your leg.
Okay, so Wes, hold on. I want to see.
That's crazy.
I never would have noticed.
I think I'm still short.
You're still shorter, yeah.
He's still shorter, ladies and gentlemen. He is still shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I never would have noticed.
That's why you didn't notice.
Yeah.
Because he was still shorter.
Yeah, if he was taller.
I just wanted to know how, because like, when I come out of them, boys, it's like, it's really dropped down. Like
Again,
yeah. We know.
Obsession with height.
I'm just trying to cure your obsession. You were the one with the obsession.
You do, yeah. You did, you know what? You did command a little bit more attention.
Yeah.
You did, and I think I liked you a little bit more.
Right?
You had a little more pep in your
step. I didn't tell
definitely better looking.
Yeah. I didn't tell my wife I had him.
Did she know right away?
She wanted to fuck right away. Walked out the door. She's like, let's bang.
Yeah.
Like, you have to go to work.
But did she notice? Did you do it to her? Did you tell her?
She didn't notice it.
What's the, like, because you, it's so funny. You had a funny joke, which we didn't laugh at too. He said, we've been in the car all day. he's the same height in the car.
Yeah.
Which is also funny.
Yeah.
So like,
why are you laughing now? Not when I said it. Because it wasn't even a joke for me. It was like, he's like, you didn't even notice. I'm like, you've been sitting all day.
Because I was in my own shit and this one I didn't have anything to say.
It was pretty
funny.
When
I'm trying to do punchlines, I can't hear your punchlines.
Because you're short and they go over your head.
Oh. There it is. Oh, man. You got to the bottom of that one.
Can you mark that and make it a reel?
My knees are higher, though, because of
make it a reel. Get your reel department on that.
God damn.
If you want to talk about weight, height a little bit more, the most blatant times I've ever gotten rejected was from women. Oh, now you're going to take them off because you start feeling bad. Was because I was too short.
That's crazy.
They were like, "You're 5'11". Like, I'm 5'8". I'm like, okay. Like, oh, heels, I'll be tall. Like, I don't care at all. My energy is fucking 6'5".
Yeah.
I feel like it's so stupid. That's like, why it really you never notice under my skin.
Yeah, that's why you never notice my height either, because I got a fucking big energy.
Yeah. But it really gets under my skin. The height thing, the height stereotype, or the like, what do you call it? The like, you know, the when girls like, oh, I need somebody.
I don't know you. Do you ever deal with height issues?
No.
Because
I'm the shortest one in the family, out of the brothers, but I'm 6 foot.
Yeah, exactly. You're 6 feet. Like, everybody.
I feel like that's. But do you know? Okay,
you guys are obsessed.
So now talking about the other, end of the. So you're 6'3". You're 6'3". So you know you're often the tallest, but like in Quebec.
Not anywhere else in the world.
Right.
But like, maybe Japan. But
you have a huge advantage.
Quebec guys are short.
Yeah.
Quebec guys are notoriously like.
Really? Are they really?
Yeah, the average height here is way, way smaller than anywhere else. In the States, like, it's crazy. You can go to a mall in the States and see a 6'11 guy. That's not that insane.
Mm-hmm.
You could go weeks in a mall here without seeing a guy who's months without seeing someone who's 6'11. So like, I think everybody else just has like really tall people.
Do you think we obviously see as time goes on, people get taller, right? Is that how it's supposed to work? It's like,
You're going to grow. You're going to get there.
No, <You'll> get, not me. I mean, like over the last 400 years, the height's gone up.
Yeah, you're still growing. You're a grown boy. He's like, we're still growing, right?
It's not.
The clock moves forward.
That's exactly what I was saying earlier. Like, yeah.
No, I meant as a huge fucking society. Are
we not? My basketball coach said that when he cut me from the team.
Yeah, he's like, come back when you're 45.
You know, a couple things that have happened too is girls not believing that I'm 5'11". They're like, you wouldn't, nobody says 5'11".
Right,
I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, if you're 5'11", you say 6". I'm like, no. I'm like, I don't have.
You're 5'11 and a half, you say 6".
That's right.
5'11 and a half, you say 6".
Yeah.
Because you're like, well, with my shoes on, I'm there.
Yeah, with his shoes on, I'm way, like, fucking, I'm in the NBA.
With my shoes on, you can be as tall as you want.
But that's messed up, right? If you're, nobody says 5'11". If you're 5...
Well, I don't know. I don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, you say 5'11", I say, cool, bro.
Tall. Wes really cares about his half point.
It's three quarter.
Wow.
It's weird. It is weird that we are...
I don't care.
...more obsessed about the things we can't control...
Yeah.
...than the things we can control. Like, no one cares if someone's a little...
Cross-eyed.
Or no, like, let's say they're out of shape.
Yeah.
Like people, we don't care. Like,
being proud,
I'd rather be tall, or I'd rather be short, or I'd rather, like, it's...
Well, being proud of how tall you are is like being proud you're born in Canada.
That's right.
You can be happy it happened to you, yeah. But you can't be like take onus on it like you did something.
That's right. Yeah.
You're just that.
Mm. Yeah. Like, so it's weird to, like, you know, I don't know. Things you can't control are weird to be proud of. Yeah.
And we could control it. Don't let the people fuck shorties.
Well, actually, there's dudes who get the lifts on their tibias.
Oh, they get the actual cut and extenders.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, can't imagine.
Fuck that. No way.
The ones that I've seen, I'm like, that's insane. I think there's one. I don't know if this is true, but it looked to me like this guy already had a girlfriend before and was with her after, because there's a picture of him and his girl before,
and then
a picture of him and his girl after.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm like, was that like a condition?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't date no short guys.
I'd say,
and he's like, baby, I got you. I really love you. I'll do anything. And then he gets the shin extensions. He gets the shin limb right here. and then fucking his girl doesn't leave him.
I would way rather find a girl that would let me take 3 inches out of her shins. shrink her up, you know? That's the kind of woman I'm looking for.
Goddamn. That's hilarious.
My talk about things you can't change, or you can, it's your choice, whatever. I can't name names. It's the risky story to tell, but among my group of friends, somebody just recently had a baby boy, okay? And my buddy had a, and he's not circumcised, okay? And
yeah, so how does that even work?
So the wife wanted the kid circumcised, even though her husband wasn't.
Right.
So what does this tell us?
That's funny.
Yeah. What is this?
What does
tell
that tell
us?
You about?
She wants to fuck that kid one day.
She wants.
Wow. So that's crazy.
She thinks she married.
She's gonna fuck her own son.
Yeah. That is messed up.
Tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop. Tell me when to stop. That messed up. Like I tease him about it a couple times, and I feel like it should be like more frequent now. But it's like, hey man, like,
yeah,
she doesn't like, you know.
If she goes away for a long weekend, he should fucking get her done.
Yeah.
And she shows up and he's
do you know, do you remember that story I have? Absolutely. My party story?
Yeah.
So this is crazy. It's not too far away. It's my girlfriend. It's one of my female friends, her ex-boyfriend, okay?
Yeah.
He's at Thanksgiving dinner. This is a true fucking story. He's at Thanksgiving dinner.
What's his name?
I don't know. He's at with his extended family. It's Thanksgiving dinner.
Let's call him Wayne.
Circumcision talks start going on the table, just like kind of riffing, whatever. And he says, man, I don't know what I'd be if I wasn't circumcised. I don't know how I would take it if I wasn't circumcised. And then his mom's like, Jack, like, you're not circumcised. Like, and he's like, yeah, obviously I am. And he's like, never got you circumcised. So imagine this 32-year-old man
with a huge
thinking
cock
of all the dicks he's seen in like porn locker rooms, like talk about, like, and he's like, in his head, he's like, what? So it comes out at the dinner that the grandmother, who's super religious, while the parents were gone for Europe for 2 months when it was a baby, she took him to get secretly circumcised. Now, I've been saying this party story for years. Next question is what?
Well, bullshit. Didn't they change his diaper, blah, blah, blah.
Exactly. Bullshit, because the mom's going to come back and see her kid is circumcised.
Right.
But when your kid is, it got time to heal, that's what his dick looks like now. You don't know what a kid dick, you're not examining. If it's not even in your reality that this could happen, that's what your kid's dick looks like. Yeah. Who are you to ask? Wow. What are the chances? So this guy grew up circumcised, thinking, yeah, he was, but his mom thinking he just found out.
I thought he outgrew his dick skin. I thought his cock was so big that he's like, I am circumcised. It just like pulled its way out. It's so large.
Just exactly.
Like a horse dick or something.
That's probably what the mom, you know, she comes back. Yeah. Oh, the dick's growing or whatever.
Right.
Isn't that wild?
She's like, I see more of it.
I need
today.
That name, Stephanie Canham.
The weirdest
is it really? That's the real name?
Her ex-boyfriend.
Believe it, Artie.
Keep it in.
Yeah, it's fine.
So the real weird thing about that is like, we're all reacting because that's insane.
Right.
Yeah.
But then you really zoom out and you go like, okay, so his mom didn't know what his dick looked like.
But leave a baby.
No,
a baby.
She only knew what it tasted like.
No, that's what I mean. We're like, this is a crazy story because her mom can't describe her own son's dick, but it's like, why does that like?
Because she cleans it every daily, and for a couple months she cleaned it, and she saw the dick.
Yeah,
she saw that kid dick.
The craziest part is
say
like
it again.
The grandma and her, that relationship's fucked up. But if my mom couldn't accurately describe my dick, it wouldn't bother me. Is all I'm saying.
Right,
right.
Right.
The grandmother thinks funny that she's like, I'll just sneak this kid off. Which balls on her to take care of that.
Yeah.
I wonder if she was dead when the reveal went down.
But she did the right thing.
Ooh, no, no.
The grandma's still around?
No, no. She's the one. She spoke up at dinner.
Oh, yeah. So did they?
She had to speak up at dinner.
Was there a heated argument then? Because that's where the argument's got to be.
Yeah, I don't know. That's where my...
You ruined my son's tasty dick. Like, yeah, that, right? Like...
Man, girls who... there's a meme. It's like, girls who suck uncircumcised dicks belong on Fear Factor. I love that. I got so much trouble posting it. Hey, there we go.
Thanks, buddy.
There we go.
Thanks, man.
Green's not cut.
Nope. Is green... Is it
green's not cut? I am.
No. How come? Wait, same dad, convince. Everything?
No, not same dad. Okay. Same mom.
Same mom.
Yeah.
Okay.
Same grandma?
But you
same
guys grandma. Got it for like medical shit, didn't you?
And
like,
you got a discount. Yeah. You guys got a discount.
That's what mom says.
Yeah.
My brother and I are 50-50.
You're half cut?
You're 50-50 too, yeah.
half cut?
Your brother isn't, you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. So it's not that weird, right?
What do you mean 50-50?
He's not, I'm circumcised, he's not circumcised.
Clearly they cared more about my dick than they did about his.
Medical.
They were like, we're going to give these two kids' dicks medical attention.
Yeah.
but this one, we're gonna let this one ride. We're going to let this one ride with the flaps out.
Well, they said if he had foreskin, they could put a weight through it and hang it to try and make it look longer.
Ooh.
So they're trying to stretch it out.
Like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Acme
1,000 kilogram. Yeah.
When I was trying to do with my brother Nick Barker's dick, they tried to make it bigger by stretching the blade.
Hey, speaking of which, we should probably check into Bob Talk to see if we Nick actually called in this week.
We should.
Mm. How many of these do you get?
I know for sure that you...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
Called in just by the face you made, by the way. If you didn't call in, you had a friend call in on your number.
No. I did not think of this.
We're keeping that in. That's staying in.
Is that racist now?
No, that's respectful.
No.
That's
no, fine. You can absolutely. That's very respectful. You don't have to worry about that.
An impression of a retard. I'm trying to add words.
What if you do an impression of a racist? Is that allowed?
No.
Okay.
Remember I tried that with David the other day?
David Ackert?
Over there?
Yeah, yeah.
That's
funny.
All right.
Wow, I want to know this story. No,
this is a very incriminating podcast.
I'm just trying to muddle Eric's bullshit there. I'm just trying to make have you on your team.
Remember when I killed a guy? Remember when I was saying slurs?
In high school, I was in a band.
This podcast is wild.
I was in a band called the Five Skins.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Then one guy quit.
You guys lucked out, eh? What instrument did you play?
Magician.
Skin flute.
Magician.
Skin flute.
La flûte traversière. I got stuck with the...
It's gross language.
Yeah. The transvestite flute.
Is that a real thing?
No, the transvestite traversière.
Traversière.
Oh, traversière.
But travestite. In English, it's travestite flute. It's nice having you here, Green.
I don't think we've ever potted together, eh?
We never potted together. And why is your nickname Green?
My gamer tag, Greenius.
Okay, and you prefer that? Is your real name a?
Yeah, I go by Greenius now.
I can't call you the M word.
You can't say my name on this podcast.
Okay, got you.
Please.
Yeah. Okay, Michael.
Fuck, dude, you can't bleep it. Bleep it, Artie.
We're gonna get him a camera too soon.
The other day, on the last podcast, I was given ninja facts. And I asked Artie to give us some sweet ninja noises, and boy, did he deliver.
Ninja noises?
I don't know. Artie's a good editor, man. In post, he'll put in some fun stuff.
Whether you're happy or you're broken, it's time to crack one open. Call 844 Bob Talk.
Ooh, okay.
Watch the Easter eggs.
We did get a call on January 6th, which is yesterday. This one, yeah.
From the Capitol?
Directly from the
Nobody's
Capitol.
Here.
Did not do it, boys.
Let me see.
I wish I would have thought of it.
When was the last time, do we know? What date?
How many did you get?
Well, we filmed before Christmas, right? So anything
it was
after
a while
that.
Back, yeah.
Yeah.
It was at least a month ago.
Sometimes we get like eight. Other times we have like one or two.
But okay, we'll just play this one from Quebec.
Hey, Chris. Hey, Wes. Big fan of the show. Love what you guys do. Wes, I just watched your YouTube special yesterday with my wife. Fucking hilarious. We're dying of laughter. And Chris, I actually just saw you at the 2DM podcast taping at the Bordel. You guys fucking killed it. So funny. My boys, can we get a live Bob podcast taping here in Montreal? Come on, let's make it happen.
This feels like you guys.
Thanks
feels
for calling.
Like, you guys got a guy on Fiverr. You guys got a guy on Fiverr.
Dude, shut the fuck up. What do you mean?
Your other brother?
What do you mean? That wasn't us.
No, if Chris paid for it, I'd be like, Wes, you shit sucked.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. We just talked about this a couple days ago. Yeah, that we're gonna do that in Montreal, just locally, test it out.
Yeah.
To see if there's something we can do more frequently. Be sick.
Yep.
Dayton, Ohio. What's up with everybody? This guy pocket dial us?
He's like,
doesn't pocket dial a 1-800 number? North Dakota.
A lot of people, man, they're really breathing. Dakota.
If we could use artificial intelligence and quantum computing to create a machine that could show us any event on Earth that has ever happened anywhere based on predictive models and data, do you think humanity would come together with peace and understanding based on the shared knowledge of the truth? Being able to instantly debunk conspiracy theories and solve unsolved mysteries? Or would everyone just use the technology to watch people having sex in the past?
I have no idea what was just said.
Why are those mutually exclusive?
Yeah. Why can't we have both? In a free and fair world, we would have everything.
It's so funny. People are like, you know, stop racism. And then you just get a bunch of white guys together arguing about which football team's going to win.
Yeah.
Like, people are going to argue.
Yeah, people are going to argue.
Yeah, AI is not going
to
fix that.
That's a good point. He's asking, if we had the answers to everything through AI and through all that stuff, and like everything was answered, religion, everything, would we have peace or would we keep, you know, using it for
a bunch of voyeurs, for self?
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah. You agree with that? Yeah, we're a shit race.
Next question. The world is ending.
We're all pieces of shit.
Yeah, we're all fucking.
All right, ready.
Foreskins are not pieces.
Hey boys, it's Christmas Day. I'm actually in Ohio for once, taking my parents' dog for a walk, and I just wanted to say Merry Christmas. Have a slug of whiskey for me.
All right. Well, we will for COVID's sake.
There you go.
Hey!
We'll take a shot of whiskey. We're catching up on some of them, eh? So, all right. We'll do one more and we'll save some for the next one, or what?
Yeah, sounds good.
Hello, gents. Squirrel here watching the Christmas pod. I just wanted to say Merry Christmas to Jesus Chris and Wesley Claus. And catch y'all around.
Thanks, man. Well, thanks, Squirrel.
Right on, Squirrel.
All right, listen to another one because that one sucks.
Okay, guys, I'm going to bring the heat next time, Squirrel.
Okay.
Hey, this is Bob Stan here. Happy New Year's. And,
Is that Kristen?
Cheers from the gas. Merry Christmas. And all the best in the new year. I know you guys are awesome, and you're going to make it.
You're gonna make it. I like how she's in a public place.
Yeah, you're gonna make
it. She's trying to tell us.
Yeah,
that's great.
Merry Christmas! And oh my god, I like watch you guys. You guys are gonna do it. You're gonna do your thing.
In the background, she's like, "Ma'am, your child, ma'am."
Hey, appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
She's in the water. She's
drowning. Honestly, thanks for calling. All right, one more. Fuck it, Rhode Island.
Hey guys, love the podcast. I know that you guys are friends with Chris Kenner and have met David Copperfield, and I'm sure you're going to talk about Epstein's list. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on David Copperfield, if you think there's anything bad that he did. Just curious, seeing you have a pretty close connection to him and his team. So just wondering your thoughts. Thanks, guys. Bye.
That was awesome.
Not everybody who goes to Epstein's Island is a pedophile.
God damn, we almost got away with
what's
not
the number for Bob Talk?
844 Bob Talk.
Just no. So what's Bob Talk? Is it 844 Bob
Talk? It's a secret cipher you have to figure out using your phone.
Have you ever dialed a number before?
Okay. You know what, guys? Because I feel so bad for the content of these Bob Talks.
Yeah.
I'm going to
Yeah, no, wait, we have to.
I'm going to call every week.
You're the oldest one here. You should know how this works.
What's the area code?
Anyway, spin that wheel.
We're going to spin that wheel, right, guys?
We need a shot.
Shot.
We'll do a shot.
We got more than two glasses up there.
I got one with my teeth in it back here. Eric, did you see my teeth last time? Were you here for that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You've been here recently. Oh, I only have one up there. Fuck, I do need one of yours.
We just got the craziest fucking text.
Well, they want to know our thoughts. Here are our thoughts.
Wait, thoughts on what?
Okay.
On Epstein. Copperfield coming on the being named in the court documents.
Well, listen, I mean, he's got a history.
So here, first of all, we are friends with Chris Kenner, who obviously does work with David Copperfield. He's been working with him for decades.
You're friends with David Copperfield.
No, I've met David and I've texted him back and forth a few times.
You're his friend.
Okay, if that's, but like, I wouldn't call him to help me move a couch.
Right. Okay, fair. Yeah.
I would. He's a billionaire.
I think the last time I texted him was last year on New Year's, being like, Happy New Year, and he sent me like a emoji back or something. Yeah. That was the height of it. But Chris is a friend. Who has been a friend for a long time, and
David Copperfield's right hand man.
Yeah, his director, and I know he must be going through it right now. So I just know that like there's probably like I can't even imagine the shitstorm. He's supposed to make the moon vanish in February.
Yeah,
that like right now Chris, our friend, is probably dealing with a lot right now. Yeah. And Dave's probably dealing with a whole lot of problems, but I don't know anything.
Let's just be really honest.
I don't know anything.
I swear to God.
On paper.
I swear to God, though, everybody on those lists can't all be pedophiles. That's not...
Yeah. Right? We're gonna defend them?
They must have been around.
We're defending them?
They were around people?
I don't know. I'm saying...
They didn't act, but they were around when shady shit was going on in the back shed, you know?
But that list there was the option. Who got named during the court case.
No, like it's just flight. It's just flight.
No, you're wrong.
Okay. There's a flight log list, but the list that everybody's talking about on the news right now, it's just people who got named. So it's like
exactly. It's the witnesses.
It's just
that's
fucking
what I'm
clickbait.
Saying.
It's the witnesses saying...
It's the fucking...
Because the... Listen for a second. In court... Well, in court, they were asked, who was there? Do you know of any celebrities? That's the line of questioning. And then they name a whole bunch of names. They say, and then they said David.
Yeah.
And then he did magic tricks, and he asked about the girls. Something
the
about...
The menu.
No, asked about why the girls. In the court, and she said he asked about whether they knew that the girls were recruiting other girls.
Right.
So it was a question like that. That she said. So that is according to her. We don't know the full story. That is the truth.
Yeah.
But it doesn't look good.
But isn't like back
according
in the day
to her,
when you'd
that's
call,
all I'm saying.
You call your friend a communist or something back in the day? Isn't the same kind of thing where you just start naming names?
Yeah.
I don't know.
There's other people like Al Gore was named and they were like, no, he was not there. And his name's on the list.
Yeah, same with
but since they said his name, it's on the list.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's basically...
Yeah.
It's not
a good place to be. I'll tell you that. It's not a good place to be
out of
in
all the
or
lists
around the list
be?
Or the court documents or anything else. Just not being on it entirely because everybody's PR team right now is going
Epstein.
Absolutely nuts.
Even if you're in a picture with Epstein, it's the same thing. Now, you know, you'd be sure you're like, oh, he's probably his friends, his jet on the island. Probably. It's the same thing.
You hear Lewis Black the other day on Mark Norman's podcast is like saying, like, yeah, David Blaine shows up at Epstein's house.
That was a long time ago, actually, that podcast.
Yeah, I know, but like that resurfaced is obvious because I can tell because the set, they're in like their living room or whatever. But like, that's like, people are just trying to.
Of course.
They're trying to throw anyone's name next to his.
Yeah, of course. And well, the thing is, like, as well, if you're anybody who's anyone, obviously, if you look at this list, this is like the top of. Royalty, politics, and movie and cinema, and modeling and designer, all the tops of the elites, of their own sort of thing, their niche or whatever it is. It's all the top people. It's DiCaprio. It's like all the number one actors, number one, the president. The like, it's all the top, right?
So
it's like
blue collar folk.
So this place was like an elitist. Gathering, much like Bohemian Grove or whatever.
Yeah.
And so if you, that was like, I'm sure to a lot of these people, it was a sign of, oh, I fucking made it, right?
I've
I got to the island, right? I'm sure, guaranteed.
Just happened to have a sign.
I don't think all of them knew what was going on, but I do think a lot of them did. And I do think, I'll leave it at that. I think, I think we'll see what happens. And whoever was like involved
for Copperfield to go perform
needs to be held accountable. And that's it.
All that was written for Copperfield is like he went to perform. So imagine as a magician who he is to be like, I'm gonna go do a show. Like it's his profession. That means like the prestige of going on that island. It's like, oh, I want to do a show on Epstein's Island. Yeah. For him to go, not go to sneak around and fuck under
people, understand that,
but to do a show.
Yeah, but you have to understand that Copperfield wouldn't go to Epstein's Island from his house. Copperfield has 11 islands.
Right.
So he's already in the vicinity, right? So it's like...
What, is the same vicinity?
It's all around like the Bahamas, right?
Okay. It's like, I've been to the Vatican twice. The largest known pedophile ring in the world, proven, not even no legend necessary.
Yeah, the Catholic Church?
Yeah, I've been there twice.
I think Boy Scouts is more.
And, like, is it more than the Catholic Church? Okay, well, I've been to the second largest.
Wes flew in a private jet when he was 8 with the Pope like, to the fucking Vatican twice.
And then I went back with the cops to point to where he touched
had to
me.
Had to give the Pope massages and the cardinals, rub the cardinals' feet and shit.
Yeah, that's fine, right? Yeah. All I'm saying is, like, you can go to the pedophile Vatican.
And not indulge.
And not indulge. I didn't fuck one kid at the Vatican.
Yeah, but you were 8.
No, when I went back when I was later, when I was grown up.
Wow. Yeah, it's messed up. I mean, it's just a. And also, do you guys think too. I wanted to bring this up earlier, but
I want to bring up this fucking shot of
do you guys think when they say they're trying to distract us, you know, when they're like the news are trying to distract us and the government and the 1% whatever, like
cheers, boys.
This is the this is the ultimate. Cheers. Is this a shot?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Do you think this is a distraction? And what does that even mean? And do you guys subscribe to that? When they say, oh, this is a distraction. It's something conspiracy theorists say very frequently.
I think...
We haven't rocked these in a while. What do you think, Wes?
Holy shit, Eric. Wow, no wonder you can't drive.
Yeah, because he's hammered.
Almost...
Holy fuck. I really can't see. I think that that they're not distracting us. I think that's like something that the weirdos want to say, right?
Yeah, I agree.
Because like, why would
that's
they ever...
what people are interested in. They want to know who's the... Why would they distract us?
Wow, I can't do that.
I feel like Wes is one of them now.
More than how many, the death count and fucking, you know, Gaza, whatever. That's more interesting. Oh, who's on the list? And who's, celebrities. Oh,
like the Holocaust is real. Like they're saying
that's
all
what, sure, like maybe it's distraction, but like it's, but it's like.
I'm wearing the hat. I can say whatever I want, right?
But it's like what people want to.
I believe in the Holocaust.
They want to consume, you know?
I believe in the Holocaust. I don't believe in the Holocaust.
Yo, you know what's crazy?
I believe in the Holocaust. I don't believe in the Holocaust.
The other day, I saw a fact.
Clip that. Keep that in there.
I saw a little...
No. Please only watch the video. Don't just listen to the audio. It's getting super weird.
Audio, yeah. People are like, well, which is it, Wes? I think we know, but...
Keep talking, Eric.
I saw like a news thing the other day, and it was like 20,000 New Yorkers killed in a whatever. And I was like, holy fuck. Like, and I click on it. And it was a Palestinian thing being like, actually, that's nothing compared to like millions of people killed, but nobody. But see how it hits your ear different?
Yeah, right.
And I never click on new shit. I'm ashamed to admit it. I don't think I can.
So your original question that you're trying to answer yourself is, do you think that the media is sometimes lies?
I think so.
Yeah, obviously.
I think so.
Do they sometimes, are they owned by the same people who own... Yeah, do the news people own the other people, and is it all the same companies? Yes, obviously. And so if they're like, hey, we need you to look over here so we can sign an amendment. You know how many bills were signed on like Christmas Eve?
Yeah.
Why do you think? Is that like a tradition? No, it's because no one gives a fuck on Christmas Eve, so they pass all the laws when no one's around, because no one's like, it's not televised. No one's watching TV. You can't watch it on TV. No one cares. It's Christmas, dude. We got to open presents.
There's like, you hear like old stories of like, there'd be a town, they want to get something passed with the town, and they'll be like, oh, we're throwing a town fair festival, and everyone heads there because no one goes to the town hall to object the fucking...
Yeah.
So, like, they'll do that.
Oldest time, that strategy. It's an actual strategy.
I like that strategy when I think about
it. Yeah, but nowadays with the internet and, you know, all these people... It's
super
screaming.
Easy. Way easier now.
Do you think the internet's clearing up anything? Or
you clicked on that
easier,
ad,
right?
See?
I did click on that. That's what I'm saying. Point that I'm trying to make here is that I would never clicked on...
Yeah, they can make you...
I don't know. I don't care. Not that I don't care, but, like, I can't consume it. It's not good. Like, and I know it's super kind of like selfish or whatever to think like that. And I've always kind of felt a shame to like be not like watch the news and like try to make a difference. I'm like, bro, you're not fucking like, even like I have a friend who's like, oh, I feel so bad for the kids in Palestine. You know, it's not right and whatever. Yeah. And she's like, I spend my days thinking about it. I'm like, stop. You can't do anything. Even if, what could you really honestly do? Start a petition or get your town. You could maybe get 1,000 or maybe online get 20,000 people to, you know, sign something or do rah, rah, rah. Stuff. But you're not fucking changing anything. Like, it's sad to say, and it's like kind of like, I feel bad saying it, but like, it's rien changé, man.
But yeah. No place, like since the beginning of time has been peaceful.
Yeah.
There's always been war. There's always war. It's constant. It's, have you ever seen like one of those things where they fast forward through history, the different countries and stuff?
Yeah. Like, and it's just charge. Like,
yeah, who's taking charge? You look at the Roman Empire, who had that for like 700 years. And then it just changes constantly.
This Genghis Khan has just come everywhere and it shrinks down.
So for like, you know, so for us to be like, hey, let's fucking stop this and let's go. Like, it's okay.
And I know that mentality is like, hey, if everybody thinks like that, nothing will get done. True. I get it.
True.
Yeah, I get it. But like, for me, sitting in my house in Orleans, working on my shit.
They've
like,
made me too comfortable.
Yeah.
The same companies that put me to sleep at night with the ads and, you know, and all this stuff and educated me, and the same companies that gave me my career and gave me my phone. You know what I mean? They're the ones that are putting me to sleep. They're the ones that are making me complacent and not care. And I'm very happy that way.
Yeah.
Is that a hot take? Mm. Like, I mean, this is what they've been working, all their billions and trillions of dollars of marketing and ads, so that we're all put to sleep in front of our phones. And, well, it worked.
Yeah.
What about the war? Don't care. Check this video out. Whoop, whoop. You know, that's where we're at. And so, yeah, it worked. It worked on us. You put me to sleep.
But, like, you guys, I know you two could talk about the war going on right now.
No.
We stay out of it.
No, but you could talk about...
We don't talk about any of this shit.
No, I know, no, but I'm saying you could intelligently...
Oh, you mean like...
10 minutes, have a conversation.
To be like virtuous or something?
Between Afghanistan and New Zealand?
Exactly. Well,
talk about that.
Right.
I'm not...
specifically.
No, yeah, we don't... I'm like you, man. I haven't looked at the news in a long time. I only know what people tell me. Just if I'm in a lot of conversations one week about the news, I happen to know more about it just based on what I've heard other people debate. Mm. And I just picked the side that I thought won that debate in that conversation. Yeah. And that's my thought for the next time I walk around. So
like, if you worry about it, like I have a guy in my feed who's a real estate agent, and when it was COVID, he was really like outspokenly saying like crazy stuff. And I wrote like, hey man, like as a guy who runs a business local, like you should like, you know, and he's like, buddy, if you think it's affecting my business, you're in Cloud9. He's one of the top agents. Sure enough, a couple weeks later, his name was changed to like, you know, abbreviations, whatever. But all he posts and all he consumes is the government this and chemtrails and this. You're being lied to, and the food, and try to grow, live off the grid, and they're trying to control you and the fucking thing. And I'm like, man.
So it's a circle, that stuff. So what happens is that like at the beginning, you're passive, right? You're like, you don't do anything. You don't know anything. You're a little sheep, whatever. And then you start scratching the surface, and you start noticing, like, maybe putting patterns together and seeing all sorts of different things. And then, oh, yeah, they are controlled now. You have proof. Maybe there is some proof that this is controlled now that leads you down another thing, and it gets more and more, and fuck the government, fuck all this, fuck us. And eventually, after all that, you get fucking tired. And you're like, oh, I wasted so many years being angry at something, not knowing what to do about it, arguing with people over things, and then eventually you get to the end and you're like, where's that brought me? Nowhere better, nowhere worse, just same spot. And then I'm not, I'm not, nothing's changed. Like you said, nothing's changed. So it's like you become passive, but with the same values. So now again, you're back at the start where you're like, yeah, it is what it is. Yeah, I don't agree with it. Yeah, people shouldn't die. Yeah, poor kids. What do you want me to do? Like, you do the fight. You do what your buddy's doing. You get all hyped up, and then eventually you just deflate and you're like, well, all right, well, I'm not going to fucking waste my whole life doing this, I
guess. I think the biggest part for me is being what you put out there, what you're consuming, and what you're... If you're always focusing on the, like, oh, and this is conspiracy theory, and this is... all this... You're just... What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Huh?
Why are you looking at me?
Because you're speaking French.
Oh, you did smoke weed. Okay, I didn't recognize that. Look, you're high.
Sorry, dude.
But like, what you consume is what you put out there. Speaking a lot.
Is
what you put out there.
Things are getting good.
I would. I keep.
Oh yeah, you said
keep...
Cloud9 earlier differently. It was wrong. You used it wrong.
No, that's actually the right way to use it.
No, you did. Yeah, you're like, if the guy didn't, like, if you think this my business is suffering, you're on Cloud9.
That's what he said.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that's a direct quote.
But. Yeah. It works.
No, because Cloud9 means you're super
happy. You're
happy.
Yeah, like,
you're super happy if you think
I'm
wrong.
Depends on the context of Cloud9. Because if you're gaming, what does Cloud9 mean?
C9? That means, yeah, you scored, like you didn't stop the...
So it means you were elsewhere in your head.
Yeah, you were elsewhere and you scored.
Never mind.
Maybe he's a little gamer.
You see nine, that means you're like, you're out of it.
Thanks for the rockets. I got a
Ying
great
yang, Ying
I got,
yang.
I got a great question for you guys. Okay. Very important question. Because remember before the other day we were talking, you're like, imagine if you fuck somebody for the first time by a dumpster and now your kink is dumpsters, whatever, right? Remember?
Yeah, give my bit away. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, it's fine. Whatever. Yeah. But
it's a bit I'm working on, but yeah, we can give it away.
Let it out there, yeah. But, okay, what I was thinking was, okay, what if you, however old you are when you lose your virginity, what if that's the age you have to, that's the only age of person you could fuck for the rest of your life? So... If you're 16,
Ben Train would
now you
be
can only
the
fuck
only legal person I know.
No, but that's what I mean. Like you, so you know this going into it. Before you have sex the first time, whatever age you have sex with, that's how old the only people you can have sex with the rest of your life.
Okay, so you become a pedo when you but you grow older.
Yes, so yeah. so are you like, I'm going to push it till I'm 25, 28. I'm going to wait till I'm 30.
All right. Oh, I mean, if it was a deal, like you had to.
Yes, yeah, deal with the devil.
Yeah, yeah. At 10 years old, somebody tells you, listen.
Yeah. So are you going to push it? Because you're like, at 60, I still want to fuck. At 60. Wait, and you're not allowed to pay for sex. You're never allowed to pay for sex.
Do I? Pay for sex. Yeah, okay, fine. Do I go to an island with Epstein every year? Is that what you're asking?
Is that
you're
you. So
am I that guy going to an island every year?
You and Copper.
Because those guys lost their virginity really early.
One guy got a time machine, went back and did it earlier.
Exactly. Try to one-up his buddy.
That's the kind of money they got. But for real, how old would you go?
You mean abstaining from, like, obviously 26, 27.
Yeah, that's the pocket.
But like, but
when
like,
you're
but,
60, but, can you still bang at 27?
Of course, yeah. You're
socially,
fucking, of course.
Like, do people, you have a card saying, hey, like.
Yeah, I have a curse.
I'm a 27.
I have a curse. I'm cursed.
You know, nobody's going to judge you because you're like, hey, I know,
but like, I'm just saying, can you wheel a 27-year-old at 60?
Oh, right.
They're going to get uglier every year.
It depends if one of the 27.
Oh, that's right.
Does it work for girls too? Because if one of the girls fucked up their form.
Oh, yeah. You can.
You know, you can be like.
It only works for you. It's only you. It's no one else in the world.
Okay.
You're the only guy.
Oh, you're the only person this is for.
Wait.
Right.
What happens if you meet a girl and you're with her? Does she stay that age? Because you're with her, you'd have to sleep with her.
No. So you couldn't get married?
Yeah, you can't get married. It's a curse.
Oh, you can't. It's a curse.
Well, you know, I don't know if you knew this, Chris, but my friend, my 58-year-old friend, he's dating a 27-year-old.
Yeah, I know.
They're dating.
Did he say that on our podcast?
Did he?
No, he did not. He wasn't on the podcast at that point.
Oh, okay.
No, it's new. It's like 2 months in. So the like age is just a number, you know?
Yeah.
My buddy said he's 2 years.
Boy, you dirty boy.
My buddy said he's 2 years younger than his father-in-law, or 2 years older, sorry. His wife's dad's 2 years younger than him.
Whoa.
That's correct. Isn't that fucked up?
Yeah. You know, fist bumping dad?
Yeah, I guess so. It doesn't bother Chris at all. See, Chris, that was like you showing us the lion right there.
The whole age thing for the woman, money's always a factor.
True.
Always. In 95% of cases.
Yeah, true. He's right, dude. That's all they want, dude.
So.
I'm fucking Andrew Tate over here.
It would be nice. I would be nice if that was my problem, you know?
What's that?
Just too much money. Isn't that what you're talking about?
It's not that fun.
I forgot. I mean, a little joint break? Huh? A little puff?
I'm trying to...
Well, we'll do that between the Patreon.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right.
What are we at, anyways?
An hour and 3 minutes.
Yeah, we go a little longer.
Yeah.
We go a little longer. We haven't seen each other in a little while.
Vibing, yeah.
We got a vibe race, by the way. Speaking of vibing.
Oh, I'll set it up. I got it.
I got two people that want to battle it out from the Patreon.
Hey, Wes, $100?
Yes.
And what do they do? What do they win? A t-shirt?
Did they win anything last time?
A t-shirt, apparently.
We got t-shirts for them.
Did they? Did we?
We didn't. I didn't get any messages.
No, they never got their t-shirt.
Oh, you got to message us. That's right. All right.
Yeah.
That's right. I'm like, I don't think I have to do anything.
No, we never got messages on the Bob account.
Holy shit. Here we go.
Yeah. This one smells different.
That was a good one. All right.
This one smells a little different.
Shouldn't have waited until I got there. Okay. Let's tee up before Eric gets back here. So, okay. I love it. We get pretty drunk on the second Patreon. And some of the comments in our Patreon thing, they say things I don't know what they're talking about because I was pretty far gone. Mm. So this one's like, Norway Chris is suicides himself. And like those four words mean nothing to me. I'm like, I have to watch this back.
What was it?
Norway Chris suicides himself.
Norway Chris. Did we look at a Norway Chris?
That's what I'm saying, dude. I love it so much. One of my favorite things is to check these out after a drinking.
What do you think Norway Chris looks like?
What the fuck? I told you, dude.
Wes in the car, huh?
Oui.
What happened there?
Okay,
Wes, we're going to do another $100.
Yeah.
Vibrator race.
Let me find out who's racing here.
Who? Wes won last time? Rare.
Yeah.
Okay. Anthony.
You pay him?
Yeah, of course.
Anthony Apoyane. Oh, yeah, he paid me right away. Anthony Apoyane. Is that how you say that? What do you say that? How'd you do that one? Anthony Apoyane.
Open your mouth when you speak.
Apollin.
Apollin? No, there's no L. It's an I. Apoyane.
Apoyane.
Anthony Apoyane. And then Tom Barnes.
Yeah. Right. Anthony, good name. Tom, you're blue.
Tom Barnes, a good name.
Tom Barnes, a solid name.
I'll go Tom Barnes. I got Tom Barnes. Tom Barnes.
I got
never
Anthony
mind. It's
baby.
Not a good day. I can't repeat it. I got Tom Barnes.
Chris, who's who?
Blue. I'm blue. $100.
Wait, who's who?
Tom Barnes is blue.
Tom Burns is
blue. Anthony's pink.
No, you're. Come on, man. No. Chris, no. Restart. No, restart. Guy.
I'm stuck. My guy's stuck.
Come on, Tom. Big Tom Bomb.
Anthony, figure it out. Well, I'm just trying to get my mic back.
Come on, Tom. Jesus.
Yes, come on, Anthony. Let's go.
What are you doing? Tom, just go,
$100,
man.
$100.
$100 on the line,
Tom's
man.
Tom's been sitting there for the whole fucking time.
Oh, my God.
Here, give Tom a little help, too. Give Tom a little help.
This is...
Oh, I'm dumbing you every time.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, should we double or nothing, Eric?
Tom Barnes.
Tom, you're letting him down. Anthony, you got my back.
What a disappointment.
Absolutely.
Absolutely dummied you.
Two.
There you go.
I love coming here.
So who was it? Tom Barnes won? Or Anthony?
Yeah, Tom.
Anthony Apoyane.
Anthony Apoyane, hit us up on the Patreon with your address and your shirt size, and we'll send you something.
I don't know. I'm trying to shut him down.
And if you guys want to participate in our vibrator races, you can come to the Patreon. That's like a strong push to Patreon. You guys can come to the Patreon for that.
Just hold him down.
But also you can leave a comment below, and sometimes we pick the comments below and we have them battle it out. So just leave a comment, like, and all that stuff, you know.
See, the other day we posted on Instagram. I'm talking, not about these, but holding them, just talking, and no one notices or cares. Get 15,000 views, 20,000 views. Everyone just like
holding vibrators.
A guy be like, "Yeah, man, I'm talking about something totally non sequitur." Just like, you know, like, yeah, right? Like, no one cares.
It just looks like you vape.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh right. Double vape.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Which, by the way, just because he puts those in his mouth doesn't mean they're vapes.
Have you guys tried those Zins?
He's like, how do you think he chipped his last set of teeth?
You both don't do fucking nicotine.
No, it's yeah.
The Zins.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Vin.
No, Zin. There's Zins. I don't talk about it because every podcast talks about it and they're like, oh, it's so good. It's fucking.
No, it's terrible.
There's a whole conspiracy there.
I threw up immediately.
Is there a conspiracy? Would you know anything about it?
I threw up immediately. It's like I had chewing tobacco, dude. That's why I want to talk about it. I'm one of those guys that, you know, like, fuck. I tried it. 6 minutes in, I was like sweating and puke.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking insane. Yeah. Stop doing it.
Yeah. I've never.
Ugh.
I know they're burny, huh?
Oh,
they're burny.
I hate it, man. It's gross. Yeah, there you go. That's right. Okay.
What's the conspiracy,
Chris? Do you guys think on average, not on average, the fittest people now, are they fitter than the fittest people before? Like strongest.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, drugs.
It feels like that, right?
Yeah, you obviously. Obviously?
Yeah, obviously. No. The line is like goes up in terms of how much we lift, how fast we are.
I have one caveat here because I thought this too. So in October of 1980, they set the Guinness World Record for most consecutive push-ups. So now we're at 44 years ago.
Guess one guy.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, how has that not been beaten in 44 years? This guy from Japan did 10,507 push-ups consecutively.
Yeah.
Minoru Yoshida or something.
Yoshida.
That's fucking... In 44 years, no one's beat that. And all the muscle men out there, all the CrossFit, fuck vegans, none of them have done it?
Yeah.
I thought, goddamn CrossFit,
that's
fuck.
Really interesting. Yeah.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Because you look like you could do at least 100.
Yeah. Well, not at least. I can do 100.
At most, yeah.
At least.
Not at least.
Okay.
Another
Yeah, but also... The amount of weight lifted by one human being has gone up year by year.
Yeah, but for some reason, push-ups, everyone's a little bitch.
Yeah, It's long, dude. 10,000? It probably took him 78 hours, yeah, dude. Like that's not
plank,
fun.
The plank is like a 20.
Oh, that's gone way up.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a 20-hour.
It's not something.
8-hour.
With Guinness now, you don't have to beat an existing record. We know. You just got to make up a record. Yeah. Anything that you can measure becomes a record for Guinness. And we did it. We got the most. Read it. This is how
the
abstract.
The largest online video chain of people performing a magic trick consists of 274 videos and was achieved by Big Trick Energy True TV on May 20th, 2021.
So I had
like a random thing.
I had a meeting with America's Got Talent the other day. It was a Zoom thing, and that's in my background on the wall. And the producer's like, yeah, we think we saw this trick, maybe have you out, blah, 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 whatever. And then he's like, what's your record for?
You're like, yeah, me too, but you have to explain it. Yeah,
I just lied so immediately.
What'd you say?
Yeah, I said I was just the fastest magician.
Yeah, fast.
I thought it would get a laugh. And he was like, that's so crazy, man.
Of course,
they'll never check it.
He's like, dude, that's insane. Producer writing down your next intro. How can the fastest magician...
I gotta
do his trick in under 12 seconds.
He's gonna sprint 100 meters and then do a card trick.
spin the wheel real quick.
Hold on. I got a quick story. I already told Wes in the car, but it's very wholesome. I was at Vail, Colorado. We had a New Year's gig at Vail, Colorado.
I saw the Instagram story. Yeah, that looked dope.
What an amazing venue, Chasing Rabbits in Vail, Colorado. But anyways, plane was delayed. It's a tiny airport in the mountains. And I'm laying there, like delayed 3 hours. It's New Year's Day, so I'm like, I'm positive. Everybody's pissed. And I see a little boy, 6-year-old boy, with the R. Guinness book on him.
Whoa,
and he's
fucking
he got it for Christmas. He's reading it. And I'm like, oh. And I only had my carry-on. It was a walk-around gig. So I'm like, I pack up my pockets. I get a sponge ball ready. And I'm like, hey, can I show you something really cool? And you want to see a really cool magic trick? And I say just to him and kind of the parents, like, you know, it's all good. And I open the book. And then I open it to our page. And then I produce a sponge ball. And he's like, whoa. And I start doing our set. And then I did like a 10-minute set for like, you know, our little section of the airport. But our page was open on his lap. And he had no idea. So at the end, I'm like, you know, I want to know why I came up to you so soon.
It's for that.
Look at that. We made it. He's like, whoa. So after seeing
and your photos ran, there and the Guinness World Book of Records.
There, yeah. So then afterwards, I just unzipped my pants and then I just took out my got him to finish the repay the favor, you know? No, but it was a really special, wholesome moment. The whole airport, you know, like,
yeah.
You know, we hardly ever perform like
that's,
that.
No, that's an insane miracle that happened.
Yeah, yes.
I like the idea of the parents sitting behind the kids. So you're like, you know why I stopped you? It's for that. You just keep pointing at his crotch. And he doesn't understand. It's for that right there. Look at that.
You see that right there? That's something to be proud of.
Show me? That's yeah, that's it.
You know,
that's
you why don't... I stopped you. That's why I came up to you.
Yeah.
Because of that.
Yeah. I got a certificate of it at home. I got a certificate of it out. I did that with 276 people.
You see my face in your crotch right now?
Yeah. See you on the Patreon.
Spin the wheel.
No. We got to keep going. Guess the sound. All right.
I feel like I'm going to be good.
Green, you got to pull up a sound? Mm-hmm. So think of a sound, Google it, and play it. See if we can guess it.
I'm going to pull one. I'll look for one, too.
I feel like...
Let Green do it. He's got nothing to do. He's been doing nothing the whole time.
Whole wheel?
He's been falling asleep.
You should have five sounds ready to go, Green.
He doesn't know what we're going to land on.
Recommend?
He gave us the Epstein list. He printed it all out for us.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I've never even seen it.
It's on the table.
A bunch of funny names on it.
Typo.
We can go through it on the Patreon, actually.
Yeah, we should.
Guys, you guys want to know our thoughts on the whole Epstein thing? We, you know, it was a little bit delayed, like, because I think we're like 1 week behind.
Yeah.
But we'll go through it on the Patreon.
On what? On what's actually going on with Copperfield?
No, not.
Yeah. Yeah. What actually is going on with Copperfield?
Because you know.
$5 paywall.
But you know, Chris.
$5 paywall, but they don't.
Yeah.
$5 paywall.
Pay it all up.
Meet us at Patreon.
I could just think of animals right now. I'm not sure fucking what to.
Dude, don't say that.
Dude, plungers, flushing toilet, shower curtain, like all kinds of things. Don't type those
in.
Yeah,
you get anything.
Think of other things. Yeah. You know what? You son. I'm going to.
Teeth grinding.
You don't have this. I'm going to get some Honduran salamanders.
Empty
and I'm going to smuggle them into the country and release them into your crawl space. That's what I'm going to do. If you don't
I'm going to homesit for you and not water your plants.
I will get the fleas.
Okay.
Is it a Tesla horn?
That's new. Fucking the speaker there is new.
Yeah,
that's
we put a good idea. There. We should put that actually beside the mic.
Yeah, because I wasn't sure.
Oh, no, because the video earlier we'll put it in post. Yeah.
I'm going to get the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your pubic area.
We'll put a... Oh, that's nice. I don't know, that's whatever.
Atmosphere.
Yeah.
Who knows? Nobody knows.
Yeah, it's funny because I had that. I will send a child to follow you to your high school reunion and shout, he touched my penis again.
Oh, you pre-write these down?
I wrote them. Yeah, he doesn't write them?
Cool. I don't know what you're talking about.
You write them? Oh, you guys. Oh, that's why you're so good, you yeah. motherfucker.
We said, you know what, Eric? My plan was to gaslight Eric into thinking he's just doesn't have it anymore.
I don't have it. I've never had it.
I know, but this, guys. But us doing this would you be so self conscious about it? And
I
be
was.
Like, wow, I am really losing it. Like,
I was sitting. Yeah, you're right. I'm glad it proved you wrong, but you're right. It's not
that was the plan.
When you guys start going one off on each other, and then went up and went up and went up, I just sit here like I'm just amazed, man. But wow, I'm so glad you guys have those written down.
I wrote these all today.
Bitches, all of that shit was written. You ain't spitting.
I said I will human traffic you and then rescue you. But only to give you to another human trafficker and keep doing it over and over.
That's great.
I think we have something green.
I got a sound.
All right.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Roadrunner.
Chris got it.
Nice.
Why?
Chris won. He said it first.
I wanted to fucking just take the loss. My God. Jeez.
That was good.
All right. We'll see you guys, I think, in the Patreon.
Oh, I'm making a new vibrator race track.
Why?
Because he's down $200. And if he just invested a little bit, he would have won.
Oh, no.
All right, folks. Thanks for watching. Bottom of the Barrel, 169. See you on the Patreon.
Come to Patreon. I'll tell you where I buried the body.
Tell three friends about it, but also corner one and really make it weird.
David Copperfield was on Epstein Island. David Copperfield didn't kill himself. Bottom of the barrel. Bottom of the barrel.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.